The Cosmo Theater in downtown Merrill has been showing movies since 1929. It is still family-owned.
I can take it from you right here. Go right down the hall, first door on your left.
Co-owner Shelby Zwankowski takes a can of soup for the holiday food drive.
Cosmo's a very special place. We know most of our customers by name. It really isn't just a movie, it's an experience.
Shelby's father, Dennis Lurch, stands behind the counter making popcorn.
I'm much better at selling tickets than I am making popcorn.
Dennis looks at the long line of customers.
It's amazing how many people are here right now that either they were in the original movie or their parents were in the movie.
The movie is an early 70s cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion, filmed in Merrill, with a final scene shot right in front of the Cosmo. Russ Yonda was 16 when the spider ate him on Main Street.
There's 8 people inside the spider, and 2 are pouring blood down the fangs, which have a garden hose taped on each side, basically Carol Serpent red food coloring. Very sticky in the summer.
The guest of honor tonight is Bill Rabane, who produced the movie and turned an old Volkswagen Beetle into a different kind of bug.
6 or 7 kids inside. Legs were fixed to springs and they kept moving up and down as the driver drove the VW.
The Giant Spider Invasion grossed more than $20 million. Rabane produced it on a shoestring.
Total budget was $300,000.
How much did you make off of it?
Not a friggin' dime.
But Bill Rabane says he had fun.
Sometimes the only way I know you're still alive is when I hear you flush the toilet.
Inside, the audience is also having fun, laughing as they see themselves and their friends back on the big screen. Norman and Alice Dimke say the Cosmo has been part of their lives.
We've been going here, oh man, from when our kids were little.
The kids were born in 58 and 60, so, you know, we've been coming a lot of years.
Coming to a place where the people watching the movie are the real stars. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.